This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz. Great to be with you today. Have you ever noticed that in the last few months of the year, that's November, December, that everything is categorized into two groups? There's the pre-Christmas period and the post-Christmas period. And aside from that frantic last-minute Christmas present shopping that we seem to cram in, work becomes more hectic with each passing day. People tend to be thinking about Christmas Day, about what they're going to cook, about who's coming along on Christmas Day or Boxing Day. And so things become very hectic. And so suddenly those loose ends are begging to be tied, and all those unimportant things that we've put off seem to reemerge with a sense of urgency. Even at home, it's no less frantic. And all those renovation and gardening projects, which we were going to do this year, we were going to do it at least before Christmas Day, are now fighting for our attention. Now, how is it, for example, that unfinished paint job in the bathroom has suddenly become so obvious and that the garden has gone berserk almost overnight? Isn't it funny how those things become very focused and we see things that we wish we should have done in, say, June or July? Here it is, December, almost towards the end of December, and we haven't fixed them up yet. So while time seems to whip past at this record speed and we deal with deadlines and look forward for holidays next month perhaps, and we think it would be great to be able to relax and at least to feel that we can unwind a bit. So no wonder we get stressed at this time of the year. People do really get stressed. I often think one of the biggest problems we face at Christmas time is that we are in danger of missing the whole point of Christmas. And it's an important thing to ask, what is the point of Christmas? During a time that's supposed to be about focusing on what's happening within us, we're often consumed with the external trappings and we become task rather than relationship focused. Now, there's nothing new in what I'm saying to you this morning, but Christmas is a time to remember important things. Yes, it's a time of preparation. There's also a time to remember friends and family. Often Christmas is a time when families do get together, where it's a wonderful time of catching up once again. It's a time for connection, if you like, for warmth and affection. And I'm sure fun. Lots of families have fun at this time of the year. But let me just say it's also a time for three things: peace, joy, and happiness. And it doesn't come from within ourselves. It comes from the gospel story of the birth of Jesus Christ. It really is a time for worship and adoration. It's amazing the number of people that say they'll go to church on Christmas Day, perhaps when they don't go to church any other times. So it's time to pick up the phone and to rekindle some of those relationships that might have somehow slipped by throughout the year. And there are people that you know who are dealing with burdens in their life, and there are those who are feeling the pressures of life bearing down on them, perhaps through illness or sickness or bad news in the family. So without a doubt, it's tough getting the balance when there are so many demands on you and me at this time of the year. But I think it helps to remember things don't have to be perfect. And Christmas is one of those times where things will go wrong, things that don't always go smoothly. Is having the house that shines really important? Is opening the doors to people to come in, does it really matter? And remember this, that things were far from perfect for two people. And I'm talking about Mary and Joseph on that first Christmas. You just think of what actually happened. It appeared that not much thought had been gone into the timing. There was a census. It was necessary to travel. So you can imagine being 9 months pregnant, traveling there by donkey. And there was no accommodation, nowhere to have this baby, no family, no support, no doctors, no hospitals. So it was not a perfect time at all. But there were things like love and generosity and a miracle of the Christ child who was born. So may this Christmas be a real celebration for you and your family. Well, Lord Jesus, let's follow through this Christmas time in humility, in meekness, Lord, in patience, and Lord, above all, the capacity to love people in spite of their faults and failings. We thank you for this Christmas period. We pray for your grace so that we can enjoy Christmas, but most of all to celebrate the birth of Jesus. I pray in his name. Amen.